10:05:15, 5th FA. My dear Mammy, I wish I was at home to give you my best wishes on your birthday. However, the chance of a little leave may catch up again before long, so that I can give them to you in person. I hope your next birthday will see all this trouble over and the world more settled again. The garden must be beautiful now, and I hope you are enjoying this splendid weather. It has been quite hot here, and I am shedding clothing. The last 2 days have been spent in heavy fighting, and we have had a tremendous lot of work. Our casualties must have been very heavy. I have been fixed here in the hospital, and have had nothing to do with any field work. Nobody knows about the results of the fight, but we don't seem to have made any great progress in these parts. Thanks very much for the vest. It is just the kind for the summer. One more will be sufficient for the present. Should like a couple of thin pants. Thank Bella much for the photos. The old Bish is very pleased with his. All the animals at Marshall's seem to be doing very well, and I note the large increase in cats and guinea pigs. What a great crowd of little pigs there must be now. I'm very glad that Frank can get some enjoyment out of what must be a very trying sort of life. We have had no news of the Russians for some days. They seem to have had a bit of a knock, but they will probably soon get over it. Well, my very best love and congratulations and many happy returns. Your affectionate son, A.M. Leake. 24:05:15, 5th F.A. My dear Mammy, a fine parcel just arrived with good things and the unmentionable article. Thanks much to Bella. We are in a little country village, with the school as a hospital, but nothing much going on. The division is resting and getting up to strength again. This is perfect peace here, and there is a fine large wood to go riding in. The country is very pretty and not spoiled by war, so you see we are a good long way back. We have not had much news, except we hear today that Italy has declared war, so they are probably hard at it now. They will have to fight now like good uns having once begun. It is a question of their existence, the same as it is with us. I suppose you are still very busy cabinet-making, and I hope your efforts will be a success. We must have conscription, and it would have a real good effect on Germany. The Germans think we are only playing at this show yet. Many thanks to City for letters. I wonder what Frank thinks of the Italian Navy. The papers say it is very good. Best love, your affectionate son, A.M. Leake.